everyone thinks they have to send these emails about all this great content. And when you actually just send emails about your life and little things, and the engagement goes up. Enjoying the live. We've had some gold on it already. And the next person I want to bring on is a good friend of mine, an amazing chiropractor. And she's doing some amazing things in her practice. It's, you know, just even from the strategy she's been learning for the first time in times like this, it's been so interesting to see how she's adapted her practice already. Because look, here's the thing. Necessity, as they say, is the mother of all invention, right? So if you are struggling to generate new customers right now, there's a strategy we've been teaching about helping people generate leads online for digital consults and telephone consults. And she just jumped off a call with this chiropractor right now, and she's just doing so well with it. So great. So please, if you just let Belinda, who's next? I think Belinda's on there. Hey. Hey, Belinda.
Hi. Hi. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Yeah, fantastic. Fantastic. I'm just living most of my time in the practice. You know, yeah. I just think, you know, you've always said the key to success in life is just showing up. So yeah. I've just been showing up every day in the practice. And I know that as a result of just showing up, then, you know, people are going to start gravitating back to us.
So what do you mean? Are you open? You open fully or open softly?
No, we open softly. I've been seeing people over the last few weeks on an as need to basis. And so that's been working really well. And they've been very, very grateful because they just haven't been able to go the distance without some care. So I've done that. And in between seeing those people, I've been working on the practice and doing a variety of different things there as well. So I just feel like being in the practice and being present here has created a very sort of a good energy going forward. And we're planning on opening formally next week.
Oh, that's awesome. There's a couple of things you've been doing. I'd love to share it with the group. And, you know, we've been working together for quite some time. And I've always been so impressed with how just your implementation rate has been phenomenal and really what you've done in your practice. But there's one particular thing I'd love you to talk about, which has just been working so well, which is a forgotten part of a business. People think it's like old school and doesn't work anymore. But you've been so diligent and really enjoying the process of reaching out with your community via email.
Yeah.
Can you share that with me a little bit?
Yeah, that's absolutely fine. Now, it's an area that I've always struggled with. And from the beginning, I started coaching with you. One of the things that you had always taught us was that we should stay in regular contact with our email list. And I just could never find the time. We've got plenty of time now. So this was the one area I thought, I need to crack this nut. So, and I felt that it was an opportunity to stay in touch with people on quite a personal level and start exposing myself more on a personal level in order to create that connection. So that's what I did. So I've been emailing probably about once a week, four or five times a month. And that's the average it would work out to be. And I've been sending, you know, little tidbits. It's about the family, some recipes, some YouTube videos that I've created with bits of health information and exercise and, you know, stuff like that. So that's been fantastic. And the feedback that I've had has been absolutely phenomenal. And so we've ended up with a little bit of banter, my return email, and it's just really created a much deeper connection. And I've had people that have come on board with me who had signed up for care, but then didn't have the opportunity to do anything with it because of lockdown. They've been reading the emails and they've suddenly been spurred into action to just want to start care right now, come what may, because they just feel that they need to do that.
I wanted to ask you, when people are listening to us right now, they probably think, okay, first of all, let me just quickly give a bit more context to what we're chatting about, which Belinda's just done so well. Is there's a concept in business, and actually I was taught it by Russell Brunson. Many of you must be watching this right now who know he is, and he's got a concept called a Seinfeld email, which is kind of the reason he calls it Seinfeld, because Seinfeld was essentially a comedy about nothing, right? It was really nothing. It was just daily life. So what he found was when you send emails, everyone thinks they have to send these emails about all this great content. And when you actually just send emails about your life and little things, and the engagement goes up. And here's the other thing. No one sends enough emails. Everyone's like, oh, I don't want to spam people, et cetera. I don't want to go through much. But honestly, right now, specifically, you've got an audience sitting there waiting to for some hope, for some laughter, et cetera. Yeah. So tell us some of the topics. Like, what type of things you've been writing about? What are some of the funny ones? What are some of the ones that you that people wouldn't have thought you would send an email about? Tell us a bit about that.
Okay, well, one of the ones that I had the most engagement with was something about my kids. And they decided at the beginning of lockdown, they were going to get really resourceful and just head out into the fields. And they dressed up in combats and balaclavas, backpacks full of snacks, and they looked like they were going on a recce. And they did. And we, I mean, I'm positioned in the house that I can see everything that they're doing. They didn't think I could see anything. So they're out in the fields and they're climbing the trees and they're spying on people through binoculars and all the rest of it. And so I told this story about what the kids were doing. And my youngest, Beatrice, who you've seen before, had this bright yellow canary colored balaclava. And she said, oh, Mum, it's just so that I can be camouflaged amongst the daffodils and nobody will see me. And it was just so hilarious. Anyway, I didn't think anything of it, but a lady came in to the practice and she said that was the one thing that stood out of all the emails. Wow. Was that imagery of my daughter, 7-year-old wow. daughter, wearing this bright yellow balaclava. So I just thought it was so sweet. So it's just funny little things like that. And it's the things with the kids that have been...
I think we forget, Blynn. I think we always, okay, I mean, if you're jumping into the middle of the live right now, you may be a little bit lost, but we're talking about a specific strategy on how to connect, because right now connection with your audience is the most important thing you could ever do right now. And Belinda, remind, your open rate's been like 40 to 50%.
That's huge.
By the way, that's insane. If you know anything about open rates, that's insane. And the more just open, authentic emails that are coming out about you and your life and the funny side of it. And it's less about the brilliant stretch they can do and the excellent. It's less about that, but just normal life. And I think we forget, reality TV is so successful. Mm-hmm. And you must remember that most people's lives are less exciting than our own lives are more exciting than we give ourselves credit for at times, So it's just been interesting to watch your journey with that and see how it goes. But listen, I'd love to, one tip for somebody watching this right now, what would you start doing if they haven't started it? What is the one thing when you look back at this period, right now through COVID-19, what do you think you're going to look back and go, freaking heck, I'm so glad I did that?
It's exactly that, was sending the emails out regularly and creating that connection with the clients. Absolutely, 100%.
It's interesting because you haven't just been doing that. You've also done, okay, there's a concept in marketing called being omnipresent. And you have also started, tell us a little bit about some of the other stuff you started.
Oh, well, I started doing some YouTube videos. I've also put out a lot of content on Facebook. And one of the things that I got a huge engagement with was setting challenges. So they're my lockdown challenges and they were exercise challenges. And the first one was 100 squats a day for 10 days and then, you know, getting everyone revved up and posting the evidence. That was part of the fun. Yeah. So we ended up with all this stuff going on. It was heaps of fun. And then there was a fabulous prize at the end, a big Easter basket. So that went down extremely well. And then the next challenge was a bit harder. So, you know, so I've done that. And then I'm thinking about doing a third one. So that just generated huge Facebook interest. So that was fantastic. So that was one of the things I've been doing. And then I've been repurposing some of the content into podcasts. I've been, you know, using some of the information from my emails into the YouTube, you know, and then of course I've been using a lot of the other information I've been doing from other sources and sticking them back in the emails. So I've kind of been reutilizing content that I've put out there and just repurposing it depending on
Someone's going to be watching this now and they're going to be getting a quick if you will a crash course in content marketing. And what you've been doing and showcasing is that right now, if you're not producing content or in some way, shape or form have content in any business, it's changed now. It used to be, oh, we're only a bricks and mortar business. No, no, no. Now, if you're not showing up in that world, you're in trouble. And all of a sudden, if you look at the space, you know, Belinda, I know there was a time where you weren't sending emails. You certainly didn't have a YouTube channel. You certainly hadn't all that things. And now being omnipresent, I just know that your launch or your relaunch or the practice. And what's the practice looking like next week?
Busy. Yeah. I'm on my own. On my own.
Which is, hey, listen, I know everyone's sick and tired of hearing this phrase. It is unprecedented times.
Yeah.
But what a blessing to at least be in a position where you can drum up revenue, drum up service, and at least be in contact with people. So I'm so chuffed for you and excited to see where you're going to go. And listen, I know that you've done some amazing stuff with your emails. I know that you've, if you wouldn't mind if someone reached out to you and
no, of course not.
Awesome. So please do. And Belinda's a rock star and amazing. She doubled her practice in the last 18 months and just doing all the stuff that she's doing at the moment. So please make sure you reach out to Belinda or myself, anyone you need help. Belinda, any closing remarks?
No, I don't think so. I think only the last strategy that we did, and I came on quite recently with this, was the telehealth calls and doing the online Facebook calls. And it's amazing how grateful people have been that we've put on a service like that, because they can't speak to anybody else. You know, they can't get in touch with anybody else. And just getting some reassurance about their situation, and then having the opportunity to come in and do something about it has been phenomenal.
Do you know what's so interesting? I love how, okay, there are many service-based businesses right now that in the past, you didn't have to do that. You didn't have to do the thing. And we often teach it in our group, don't we, Belinda, that if you fall into a trap of going, I didn't have to, or I shouldn't need to, or I didn't have to before, you're in big trouble. And I do think that the new economy is going to require you to step. If you run a business where it's about you as the star, or a service-based business or whatever, it's going to require you to step up into the cold face of people-to-people relationships a bit. I know that many businesses I've worked with, the person who in the front end of the business tries to take themselves out too soon, but I really think this economy requires us to be as much as possible. And that's why I think it is important. And I think opening up the dialogue a bit more to have one-on-one conversations is going to be very, very important.
Definitely.
You're a rock star.
Thank you. So are you.
Thank you so much for jumping the live today. I just hope that someone's watching this going, oh, emails, I should be doing it. That's great. Our job is done. We helped someone, you know. Someone's going, oh, telehealth, let me learn how to do that. Our job is done. You know, oh, there's somebody out there doing it who had never done it 2 years ago. You weren't doing this, right?
No, none of it.
So I'm so proud of you, and thank you so much for joining us. And
thank you.
I'll see you again very, very soon. It's amazing to have you on the show.
Thank you. Bye.
Hey everyone, thanks for watching the video. I hope it was helpful. I hope that it gave you value. And during this time, I can tell you right now, there's certain strategies that will change your business, change the course of your financial income and impact income and abundance for the rest of the year. And we are holding a 3-part live masterclass with guests and friends of mine, Les Brown, Ryan Tracy, and Dr. John DeMartini. We're doing 3-hour masterclasses. I'm going to teach you everything we're doing to launch and relaunch your practice at the back end of what has been a devastating impact on all businesses. So please join us. Click on the link. I'm going to give you everything I got. I've also got a free Facebook group for only for this period where I can teach into it and give you bonuses. So click on the link. I'll see you there.